Oh, yeah. Well, they'll come around on that, yeah. And that one did. So but you're right. Especially, you know, if they're feral or, you know, never really had any human interaction, you know, it's obviously going to take some time. So, but I think at our peak, I think I mentioned this before, but we had 3 dogs and 2 cats at our high pet water mark. I think that was the city limit as well. And mostly, cats were mostly feral, you know, just born in the garage or something. Somebody had a free kitten box, and we would, you know, take one off their hands. But the dogs were all the same way. We'd look for a story. Never went really to a rescue or anything like that, but, you know, we'd always find, you know, it seemed like they seemed to found us all the time. So we never planned on getting one. It's just, there was always something coming up, you know, where it's like, oh, you know, I got to home this dog. I can't take it to one. I had an Irish setter, can't take it to Saudi Arabia, and I'm getting deployed. And, you know, had a mastiff that, you know, they were trying to breed a fighting dog. I've had 2 dogs out of fighting rings. This mastiff, they were trying to get an aggressive mastiff, so they were crossbreeding a pit bull and a mastiff. They wanted a big, you know, and they got all mastiff, you know, just big, lovable, you know, girl. And so they didn't want anything to do with her. Big Doberman I got, another one. He didn't have any fighting, you know, blood in him. He's just a big baby, you know, and he was a monstrous Doberman. And they were just going to put him in the ring as bait. But, so I've done a lot of rescues like that. I get calls. I haven't gotten any in a number of years, but that's kind of how we always did it.